We begin the current daven sech. This time is daf chav zayin. We begin 4 lines down from the top of the yamid. The Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah, which opened up this parak, which discussed different times when there are fasts, by Tanisis, by Mikipurim, by Mamadis. So the Mishnah told us the Elohim Mamadis. These are the Mamadis. The Fisha Nemar, Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael, Bechula, since it says Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael, and this Karboni, this Lachmi. Now the Gemara asks, my Kama, what exactly is the Mishnah saying? It starts off saying, what are my mothers? And then it suddenly brings a pasuk about Karboni, Lachmi, Leishai. How does that explain what my mothers are? So the Gemara explains, Hachikam, and this is what the Mishnah was saying. It first was saying, Elohim my mothers. These are the my mothers, which then the Mishnah later on explains what exactly they were and how they were. Now, then the Mishnah interrupts in middle and says, Umatam tik my mothers. That's what it brings the pasuk to say, what's the reasoning for the my mothers? That's Lefisha Nemra. That's because it says in Sefer Bamidbar, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'amart Aleim, command the Jewish people and tell them, Es Karbon Yilach Mele Ishai, my carbon, my bread for the fires. V'heich Karbon Yishaladim Karv, who Eino Emel Al-Gabav. How could a person's carbon be brought? And he's not standing over there. The Kahanva bring it, but the Bailim, the owners of the carbon, not all the Jewish people. Who is representing them? And that is Hinu Nevim Rishayim, Esra Rabar Mishmaris. That's what the earlier prophets had designated 24 different groupings of Kahanim, and I'll call Mishmar, Mishmah, Yimam, Bishlaim, Shal Kahanim, Shal Vim, Shal Israelim. And for every single group of the 24 Kahanim, there was a group of composite of Kahanim, Levim, Israelim, who were there in Yushalayim. Hegiyazman Mishmalaz, when it came time for that next Mishmar, of that next week to go up and serve in their Mishmar, then Kahanim, Levim, Oilim, Yushalayim. Then Kahanim, Levim would go up, and that would be part of the Maimid, and then what's when the Mishnah continues. And then it says, again, it explains what the Mamadis were, but first as interrupts to explain what's the reasoning for the Mamadis. And that's as the Pasuk says, because you need a representative of the owners, which are the Bnei Yisrael. Now the Gemara explains the derivation and the chronology of the Mishmaris. Talking about Melinda Brysa. Esther Mabar Mishmaris Beretz Yisrael. There were 24 different groups in Eretz Yisrael, and there were 12 groups in Yericha. Now the Gemara asks, if you tell me there was 24 in Eretz Yisrael and 12 in Yericha, so in the Fish and Lutuva, then there's much more. In other words, the Gemara first assumes what the Brayis is saying is that besides the 24 that were in the cities of Eretz Yisrael, there were 12 in Yericha, which makes for a total of 36, and we know there was only 24. Rather, the Gemara answers, L'shtayim esri mehen b'yiricha. Actually, it means to say that 12 out of the 24, in other words, half of them, were in Yericha. Now, the Gemara continues, it says, what does that mean that 12 were in Yericha? Higia zman ha-mishmar alalas. When it came time for the Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim for that week, then the Mishmar would split. You would have chatzei ha-mishmar ha-yo'ilam eretz yisrael Yerushalayim. You would have half of them to go up to Yerushalayim to do that voida. And the gear says Liyarichai, and you would have the other half go to Yerichai, which was near Yerushalayim, and there they would go ahead to prepare Kadeshi Sapkumayim and Moslachim Shabishalayim, so that they could help prepare drink and food for their brothers in Yerushalayim. And that's how every one of the 24 Mishmaris would be, and therefore that's how it came out to be that 12 would be in Yerichai, because when they went up, 12 would go to Yerushalayim, and 12 would go to Yerichai. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Kahanim v'Levim Yisrael ma'akvin sakarbon. As we were just explaining, that the Kahanim and Levim and Yisrael, who are the composites of the Mamadis, they are ma'akiv, they withhold the validity of the carbon if they're not on Yerushalayim. As the Mishnah told us in the Chavav Meralv, on every single Mishmar, there was a Maimed in Yerushalayim of Kahan Levim Yisraelim. And since they're all Bailim, you have to have a representative of all of them there when you're doing the Avodah. And therefore, if one of these components are missing, it's not going to be kosher to do the Avodah. However, Masnidatan and the Braisa we learned, Shimon Elazar, he says, Kahanim Levim v'klei shir ma'akvin sakarbon. He says that you have to have Kahanim Levim and the musical instruments, they withhold the validity of the carbon. So the Gemara asks, but Michael Miffick, what are they arguing about? So now the Gemara says that based on the Machlekes and Masech L'Sukkot of Nun Mebeiz and Erichin, it's explained that Marasav or Shmuel held Ikar Shir B'peh, says the primary song that the Levim would sing would be orally with their mouth. Now, although they had musical instruments, that was just to amplify and help out the singing of the songs. But once you have the Levim, then you don't need to have any musical instruments, and therefore he says you need to have Kahan Levim for their song, and Yisraelim for the Mamadis. Umar Savar, however, Shimon Elazar held Ikar Shir B'Kli. The primary Shira is actually the musical instruments, which is the flute, as the Gemara there Masechet Sukkah explains, and therefore he held that you have not only Kahan Levim, but you have to have also the Klei Shir. Now the Gemara continues again on, as we explain the hishtalshlis of the Mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin for the Mishmaris, for the Kahanim, eight different groups. You had Arba Meliezer. You had four from the one of the sons of Aaron HaKohen was Elazar, that they had four Mishmaris. And that's a Gemara, a tradition that we have. And you had Bedal Misamar. The other four were from the other son, Misamar. Shmuel, the Midna Shesh Esri. Then Shmuel came at a later point in time when there were much more Kahanim, and they made them into 16 groups. And then but David, later on, David came in Midna Esra Abba, he made it into 24 groups. Shneim, like it says in Pasuk in Devar Yom Aleph, says, Bishnas Harbam, Lamalchus David, in the 40th year of the reign of David, Nidrashu, they sought this, Vayimotze Bohem Gibarachal, and they found that they were the mighty ones of the army. Beyazu Gilad, where there we find that there was 24, and that's where David HaMelech went and composed the 24 Mishmaris. Now, Mesve, the Gemara asks from Abraisa, on this halacha that we said that from Rav Chama Bar Gurya, says, Moshe Tikkun on the Yisrael Shmein Mishmaris. Says, actually, Moshe Rabbeinu was massacred for them eight Mishmaris. Arba Melaza, Arba Misamar, four from Melaza, four from Misamar. But then, Ba David Vishmuel, it says that David and Shmuel came to Midin, Alessim Arba, and they made it into 24 Mishmaris. Shnemak, it says, a Pasuk Divi Yem Alf. Says, Hema Yisa David Shmuel Haraya, these are those that David and Shmuel, the seer, who went and instituted Bemunasem with their support, with their strength. Now, this refutes Rav Chama, who he said that Shmuel only made 16 and David made 24. Yet here we see clearly from the Brisa that there was both of them together that made it into 24. So nothing more answers in the Hachikam, but what the Brisa is saying is, Miyisayde shal David or Shmuel Haramasi, from the foundation of David and Shmuel Haramasi, Hemidun alesam arba, it ended up coming out to a component of 24, and that is from Shmuel Haramasi, who had then expanded it to 16. Then David came and built on that and made it into 24. But again, it's not that Shmuel made it into 24, went from 8 to another 8, to then, after Shmuel's increments, went to another 8 into 24. However, the Gemara does bring Tani Yidduch, learn another Braisa, that Moshe and Tikkun Lam Yisrael Sheish Eser Mishmaris. This Braisa says clearly, not like the previous opinions, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually made 16 himself. Shmeinim Elazar, Vashmeinim Yisamar, 8 from Elazar, and 8 from Yisamar. Ukshurabah B'nei Elazar, B'nei Yisamar, when there was an increase in one of the sons of Elazar, more than the sons of Yisamar, then Chalkim V'midim Alesmar, but then they went and subdivided into 24 groups. Shemagalit says, the Pasuk in Devar Yom Aleph says, Vayimatsu b'nei Elazar rabim l'rosh ha-gibam. They found that the sons of Elazar were many for the mighty ones, for the heads of the mighty ones. Min b'nei Yisamar, more than the sons of Yisamar. Vayichalkum, and they divided them. L'b'nei Elazar rashim l'beis avish shisha asr, making the sons of Elazar to the heads of 16 families. That's how many groups they had. L'b'nei Yisamar l'beis avish m'shmeina. And to the sons of Yisamar, they had the heads of their families only into eight groups. And then it says after that, it says, Beis Av Echad Ochaz Lalazar. One Beis Av was kept as it was. But Ochaz Ochaz Li Summer. Whereas for Yisamar, it was one as it was. And then you had another Ochaz. That is, it had one, and then it doubled it afterwards to make it more than it was before. Now, the Gemara asked Maiva Oimer, what was the necessity of bringing down the second Pasuk? Now, the answer is, Rechitim, and if you're going to say that actually originally, it was, as the previous opinions had said, that first it was four from Elazar and four from Yisamar, and Kihechid and Nefesh ibn Elazar, just like there was an increase at that point in time for the sons of Elazar, Hachanam and Nefesh ibn Yisamar, so too there was an increase for the sons of Yisamar, that they went from four to eight, and they went from four to more than that, to 16, but that Shmeinim Ikar Arbahaba, that what now was eight was originally four, and therefore we could say that there actually was not like this opinion that it was originally 8 and 8, but rather went from 4 to 8, and the sons of Elazar went to 16. Tashema, that's why the Brisa brings the next pasuk to tell you, Beis Av Echad Ochaz Le'Elazar, that they were stayed with their original Achiza, with what they originally had, V'Ochaz Ochaz Le'Yisamar, and then the family of Yisamar had and increased it into double that what they originally had. But we see that, as this opinion, this Brisa says, that originally was 16, it had 8 for the sons of Elazar, and 8 for the sons of Yisamar. However, the Gemara says, Tziyufta Rav Chama Bar Gurya, so that seems to refute the opinion of Rav Chama, who he said that originally it was 4 and 4 and not an 8 and 8. So Rav Chama bar Gur, yes, Rav Chama bar Gur would tell you, you're right, but Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. And that is, as we had originally brought down the Braisa before, that said clearly that originally it was eight Mishmars, four and four. And he says, I'm saying like that Braisa that says there was eight and not 16. Tarban Rolena Braisa. Arba Mishmaris Alum and Agoyla. Now, although this was originally what it was, that again, either there was originally 8 or 16, but ultimately it went to 24. However, the Braisa tells us that that was in the first Beis HaMikdash. Then when they came to the second Beis HaMikdash, when they were Olam and Agayla, they were coming up from the diaspora in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, not everybody went up. Only four groups went up, and the rest of the Jewish people didn't want to go up. They stayed in Galus in the diaspora. So who are the four that went up? Beilehen, they are Yedaya, Charim, Fashur, Ve'imer. Now, the Braisa tells us that Amdu Nevim should be named. So the prophets that were amongst those, as we continue on Talmud Beis, they got up, and B'chalkum B'midim al Esrim Arba, they took these four Mishmaris, who they were meritorious in the fact that they were going up to for the second Beis HaMikdash, and they went and they split up those four into 24, and then they wrote these different Mishmaris onto different pieces of paper. Balalam and Nasim Mekalfi, they mixed them up and put them into a basket, and they had these 24 pieces of paper with each one of these groups. The four groups split into 24, so each one having six parts. Now, Bo Yedaya, so Yedaya came, his Mishmar came, and he took one of them. Benotel Chelkan, he took his portion of which one of the Mishmaris is going to be. Vechelik Chaver Shesh, and also the other five portions, which was splitting up each one into six, and that was what he had. So the one that came up first, he had the first week. And then in that order, the ones that they picked up one after the other, that was the order that they had them in the order that they had picked them. But that was in the one Mishmar who ended up having the equivalent of six Mishmars. Then Bacharim and Natal Chalke B'chalik Chaveir Shesh. Then Charim came and he took his portion, which originally he had had in the first Beis HaMikdash. And then he took all the other portions of the other Mishmars that didn't come for a total of another, for six also. B'chem Pashcha B'chem Nimer. So each one that was originally four ended up expanding into six. So six times four was the original 24. Now B'chem Hisna Nevim Shebineim. Moreover, the prophets that were there, they also instituted Shafila Yahayarab, that even if Yahayarab, who was one of the Mishmaris in the first Beis HaMikdash, who he was Reish Mishmaris. In the first Beis HaMikdash, he was actually the head of the Mishmaris. If he was Aleph, he would come up now at a later point in time from the diaspora. We're not going to push away Yedaya from his place that he's taking right now, and that is because since Yahayarab did not come up originally in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, El Yedaya Iker, rather Yedaya is going to be the primary. And that is each one of the Mishmaris that Yedaya got, will maintain itself in spite of the fact that Yarav had come up. B'Hayarav Tafalai, and Yarav, he's going to come after the Mishmaris of Yedaya. And although we're going to then compress the six of Yedaya into five, because we can't have more than 24 Mishmaris, and then the sixth one will go to Yarav, but he's going to be Tafalai, he's going to be secondary for Yedaya again, because they didn't come up in the times of the beginning of the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Mishnah described to us the structure of the Mishmaris together with the Mamadis that correlate to those Mishmaris. And told us that Yisrael Shabbaisa Mishmar Miskansim Bahrain, that the Yisraelim, the non-Kahan Malavim, would gather in their cities, the Karim and Maisav Rishis, and then they would read the parashas in Shacharis and Musav throughout the days of the week. They would read from the Maisav Rishis from the beginning of the creation of the world. Now, that thing we're asking about Nanamili, from where do we know this halacha? So Amr Yaakov Bar Acha Amar Vasi says as follows. It says, El Malay Mamadis, were it not for the Mamadis, in other words, for the involvement in the Karbonis that the Jewish people do, which their portion that they do for the Karbonis, although they can't do it, the Israelim, at least the representatives are the Mamadis, where they go ahead and they involve themselves in the parashas of the Karbonis. Now, if they wouldn't do this for the Mamadis, for the Karbonis, then the Jewish people would be wiped out because of their sins. And it's the Karbonis that atone for them. Now, once the Jewish people are wiped out, then heaven and earth would have no kiyum either. And that's because the world survives on the merit of the Jewish people. Like it says a pasuk in Bereishis, says Vayyemin, that Avraham Avinu said, Hashem lekim, b'ma eida kirishena, with what will I know that I will inherit the land? An explanation of what he was requesting was as follows. Avraham said, Rabbi Nishalem, Master of the World, Shem Yisrael chayitin lefenecha. Maybe the Jewish people are going to sin in front of you. Now, ato islam keder ha-mabal or keder ha-flaga, then you're going to do to them like you did to the generation of the flood and the generation of the dispersion, and that is, now once they're going to be wiped out, the Jewish people, the world's not going to survive, and hence it's going to be either a dispersion or that the world would be wiped out. Some of the love. So Hashem said, no, that's not going to be the case. Some of the fun of Abram said to Hashem, Sir Rabbeinu Shlom asked the world, Haydiyeni b'marishana, said, then tell me with what will I inherit the land? In other words, what will maintain the Jewish people that the world does not get wiped out? Samalei, that said, he responded to him in the pasuk, Chali egle mushaleshes, take for me 3 calves, ve'ez mushaleshes, and 3 goats, v'geim, etc. In other words, what he was telling him was, the idea about the involvement of karbanis, with that is what the merit of the world survives on, and that's why the Anshei Maimed, which is also related to the world of Ha'olam Aimed, they would go to their cities and they would involve themselves with Maaseh Bereishis, which were the acts of creation, to show that what we're doing, which is regarding the Karbanis, is what keeps the Maaseh Bereishis from the world from falling apart. Amar Lafan Avsa, Avram said to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Master of the World, Tenech Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim, that's very well when the Beis HaMikdash is still intact. But Bismanchin, Bismigdish Kaim Atayalem, what's going to be when there's no more Bismigdish? Then they have no more carbonus to atone for them, and then they're going to get wiped out, and the world's going to then crumble. So Malay Hashem said to him, Kratikanti Lehem Seder Karbonus. He says, I already organized for them, I already prepared for them the order of the carbonus. What that means is, Bismanchin, Karin Behem Lafana, when they just even read the carbonus in front of me, Malanialechem Kilo Hikrim Lafana, then I will consider it as if they sacrificed those carbonus in front of me, and then I will forgive them, I will atone them for all their sins. And that's the idea about carbonus that's dear. Before Pesuk Dezimra is the idea about saying carbonus. That is the same idea about as if bringing the karbanis, which is mechilas avoinus. Tarvan, we learn the braisa. Anshei mishmer, the people of the mishmer, this is a reference to the anshei maimid that when you reach a lion, they would daven for the carbon of their brothers. That's reference to the carbon tamid that's brought every single day. Sheiskabal baratzin, that it should be accepted with willingness from Hashem. Now, the anshei maimid, regarding the people of the maimid, in other words, this is a reference to the 24, from those 24 groups that are in their cities, they would be miskansel beis haknesses. They would gather in their shuls, the yeshvan dal tainias, and they would sit for 4 different fasts, which are b'sheni b'shabbos, b'shlishi, b'reviyah, b'chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. As the Gemara explains, what they were davening for on these days are b'sheni al yerd hayam. On Monday they would daven for the seafarers, and that's because on the second day of creation was when what happened was yehi rekiyah b'sei chamayim. The firmament, the water, became available for the lower waters for people to travel on. And therefore, that is the day when you have to mention that and provide a ritzah, an appeasement for that idea. Bishlishi, on Tuesday, then they daven al-holchim midbaris for those that go in the deserts, because that's when what happened was b'teiro hayabasha, the waters gathered, and then the land became visible. And that's so that people could travel on the land. And therefore, and then we daven that no one should get harmed from wild animals. B'revi al-askra shalitipal al-tinaikis. On Wednesdays, we daven for askara, which is a type of ailment that it shouldn't affect the children. And that's because on Wednesday was when the ma'ores, the celestial bodies, were hung up, so to speak, in the heavens. And the words were yehi ma'ores, which could also be read yehi ma'aras, which means to say a curse, which is reference to this disease of askara. And therefore, that's when we daven that the children should not get this choking disease of askara. B'chamishi alo b'rsominikis. And on Thursdays, they would daven for the pregnant and the nursing women. And that's because it says on Thursday, Yeshutzu Hamayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya, which is a reference to Nefesh Chaya, a living being, which is the creation of beings, which is a woman that's giving birth. Now, specifically for pregnancy and lactation, which was Uber Shalei Apilu, where pregnant women, they would daven that she shouldn't miscarry, and Menikah Sheinikah Zbeneim, and for nursing women, that they should be able to nurse their children. However, Erev Shabbos Lo Yimis Anan, on Friday, they wouldn't fast. That's when they covered the Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos, that we shouldn't come into Shabbos, Mu'una, all afflicted. Kavachim, Shabbos Asma, and all the more so, on Shabbos, they weren't going to fast. Now, the Gemara asked, Echad b'Shabbos my temple. However, on Sunday, why didn't they fast and daven for whatever the creation was on Sunday? So the Gemara gives 3 different interpretations. Amar B'Yechanan, he says, because of the Neitzrim, and that's when their Yom Tov is on Sundays, and therefore we don't do it on Sunday. Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar, he says, Neshu Shlishi Liyitzir. He says, Sunday is the 3rd day of the creation of man, because man was created on the Friday. Now, every 3rd day makes a person weak, as we find by Mila, that they were weak. And therefore, the third day after is a weakness, and therefore we don't fast on Sundays, because the third day of the creation of man, of every week on Friday. Shlakashamah, the third interpretation, he says, because of the expansive soul, which is that's taken away on the beginning of Sunday, Amatzah Shabbos, and therefore the person becomes weak. Tamar Shlakash, like Rish Lakish said, Neshama Yisera, there's an expansive soul which expands the person's ability to eat and drink. Nitin Le Ba'adim Barab Shabbos is given to a person every Friday night. B'matzah Shabbos, Nitin Le Sememena, when Shabbos leaves, then it's taken away from him. Shanem, like it says, the Pasuk in Shemais, says Shavas Vayinofash, which literally means that Hashem rested and he gave the world its soul. Now, however, the interpretation is, Kivin Sheshavas, once a person rested and he kept Shabbos, so vai, woe of the nafesh, he has lost his soul. And that's the word vai nafesh is a contraction of the words vai nafesh, woe, the soul has left, and therefore there's a weakness to that person on Sunday, and that's why they wouldn't fast on Sundays. Now the Mishnah told us regarding the order of what they would lay in from Ma'aseh Bereishis, but Yom HaRishon on Sunday they would lay in Bereishis, which is what happened on Sunday in Ma'aseh Bereishis, and then by Hirukiah from Monday's laning. So Tanur learned the Braisa, the reason why they would add on a second one was because you had to have 9 psukim for 3 aliyahs for Kohen Levi Yisrael, and the Parsha Bereishis itself didn't have 9. So Bereishis was Bishnaim, that Parsha was laying with 2 people, the Kohen Levi, and Hirukiah Be'echad, the second one, which was added on from Monday's creation, was laying with 1 person. The Gemara asks as follows. So Bishlami Hirukiah Be'echad, we could understand that the Parsha of Hirukiah is read by 1 person, because Tzlasa Psukehavi, there's 3 psukim, which is enough for 1 person. El Bereishis Bishnayim, but how could they have read Bereishis with 2 people? My time, hey Psukehavian, it's just 5 psukim. But Tanan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Megillah, tells us, Hakaira Batayra, someone that's reading from the Torah, Ayev Ches Megillah Psukim, should not read less than 3 psukim. Now, how are you going to have 5 for 2 people? So the Gemara has 2 answers. Rav Amar, he says, Doilig. What happens is that, you're right, the first one reads 3 psukim. Now the second one goes ahead and repeats, that's what the word doilig means, it's that repetition of going back to read the third pasuk of the first person, which together with the last 2, makes for a total of 3 psukim. And although there's halacha that one is not allowed to leave over just 2 psukim till the end of the parasha, so how does the first one read just 3 psukim? Here, where it's not feasible any other way, he reads just 3, leaves over 2, and the second one goes back and reads the third pasuk for a total of 3 and 3, even though there's 5 psukim. Shmuel, Amr Shmuel says, however, Pesach. What you do is, you take the third pasuk and cut it in half. The first person reads 2.5 psukim, and the Levi, he reads 2.5 psukim, and which was the remainder of the second half of the pasuk. Now the Gemara asks, Rav Dama Doilig, who says, you repeat the third pasuk, my time alayma pasuk, why didn't he say that you don't have to repeat it? You just split the second and the third pasuk in half. So now the Gemara says, Ksaver, he held, Kol Pesukah Doli Paskei, Moshe, any pasuk, meaning any interruption that Moshe Rabbeinu did not make, because he made it into 1 full pasuk, so Anan Lepeskin, we can't stop over there, and therefore you can't make it into half a pasuk. Now the Gemara asks, Ushmul Arma Pesuk, Shmuel said that you interrupt. Umi Paskinon, do we really stop a pasuk in middle? But V'homer Reb Chanina Kara, which means to say that he was a Baal Mikra, he was someone that was very proficient in Pesukim, and he knew the different Gersais, the text, and he was proficient in the timing. So he said, Tzar Gadol Hayili, Eitzar Reb Chanina Gadol, was very difficult for me. I tried many overtures and challenges to Reb Chanina Gadol that he should allow me to go ahead and split a pasuk in half. But Lo Hitali Lifsik, and he did not allow me to read a half a pasuk at a time, only for the little school children, since they're doing it just to learn and not to go ahead and actually read it. So therefore, there he allowed me to go ahead and split in half. But generally, see, under any other circumstances, and I'll split a pasuk in half. So how could Shmuel go ahead and say that you're going to split in half? That the Gemara answers, Shmuel, he would tell you, Hasam time in mind. Why actually did Reb Chanina Gadol allow him by the school children to split in half? Because it's not possible. They just can't read a whole pasuk. Hachanami, here also by the Sefer Torah, and regarding to repeat the third pasuk, Layavshir, you can't go ahead and repeat it. And therefore, the only option that you have is split in half. And therefore, yes, under these circumstances, you'd be able to split in half. Now, the Gemara asks on that, Shmulam a Paisik, he says to split in half. But why? My Tamalay Medoli. Why isn't that a good option to repeat the third pasuk? So that the Gemara answers, Yizir Mishum HaNechnasin, there's a decree regarding people that come in late. And that is, if the second one is going to repeat the third pasuk of the first one, and what's going to happen is that people are coming late who didn't hear the first guy's aliyah, they're going to think, oh, wait a second. If this guy's starting a pasuk gimel, must be the first guy only read pasuk aleph and beis. If he read only two pesukim, it's going to come out to what's called a chorva. Something destructive is going to happen because this guy's going to think that then an aliyah could be two pesukim and the halacha is going to be distorted because actually you could only read three pesukim and he wasn't there and then he didn't know that the second guy, the Levi, was repeating the third pasuk of the kohen. So that's one problem if you're going to repeat it. And the second problem is gezer mishum hayaitzen. Problem is for people that leave early. And that is the first one, the kohen, he read three pesukim. Now, he only left over till the end of the parasha two pesukim. Now the concern is for those who leave early, and that is they're going to say, oh, there's only two psukim left, must be the second guy is only going to be reading two psukim, and that means an aliyah could be with two psukim, and that's going to be a churva, and therefore because of the yaitzin and the nechnasin, you can't go ahead and repeat the pasuk and have the five psukim have three and three. Rather, what you do is two and a half and two and a half. Now the Gemara asks Meisvei from a Braisa on both interpretations. The Braisa says that Parsha Shalshish Psukim, a Parsha that has six Psukim, and that's talking about any time of the year that is laning. Kari Nesavishnaim, you could read that Parsha with two people because each one's going to get three Psukim. B'shal Chamisha, there's only five Psukim. Then B'yachad, one person reads that Parsha. B'im Harishin Kari Gimel, if it happens that the first one read three Psukim, so Hasheni Kari Shnaim B'Parsha Zu, so he reads the last two Psukim. B'yachad M'Parsha Ches, and then another one of the next Parsha because he has to have three Psukim. But yes, Shem and Gimel, actually, there are those that say it's not enough just to have two and then one to make three. You have to have another three of the next parasha. Lefi Shein Maschilim b'parasha pachas m'shalsha psukim. Because you can't start a new parasha. It's not appropriate to just read one pasuk from it. You have to read another three, so it'll be for a total for five. Now that the Gemara asks, Leman Damadayli, according to the interpretation of Rav that said that, oh, you can go ahead and repeat a pasuk. So Ledilug. So just go ahead and repeat it. When there's five, why do we say that the one that did three, that the next one has to do two and one, or maybe two and three? Why? Just repeat that third pasuk, which would be pasuk number one for him, and then another two will be three. Well, the mandama pasuk, and according to the interpretation of Shmuel, says you could just cut a pasuk in half, so lifsik. So then you can go ahead and split in half. So in other words, when you have a parasha of five pesukim, why do we say that the second one has to go ahead and read three pesukim of the next parasha, just either repeat it or split in half? So I think my answer is that no, Shani Hasim, there it's different. Continue on top of Chavchasim and Aleph. The Isli Ravcha, that there is expansiveness. In other words, there's room to read from another parasha. But here, there is no room, because as we said, the only thing that we let you read from is Sefer Bereshit, Parasha Bereshit, the first day's creation, and from the second day we borrow. But we're not going to let you go to the day three. It's only from day one and day two, and day two has day two and day three. So therefore, since there's no room to go ahead and borrow from somewhere else, therefore, we say that the parasha of five psukim will either be split 2.5, 2.5, or 3 and 3 by having a repetition of the third pasuk. But of course, if there's an ability to go on to the next parasha, then we neither cut in half or we don't go ahead and repeat it. Rather, we have 2 and 1 or 2 and 3.